जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ రాధా వల్లభ రాధా వల్లభ శ్రీ రాధే జయ జగన్నత జయ జగన్నత జయ బలదేవా జయ సుభద్రా జయ ప్రహ్లా నరసింహదేవ ప్రహ్లా నరసింహదేవ ప్రహ్లా నరసింహదేవ ప్రహ్లా నరసింహదేవ జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద శిల ప్రభుపద జయ గురుదేవ జయ గురుదేవ జయ గురుదేవ జయ గురుదేవ నిత గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నిత గౌర హరి బోల్
జయ విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస స్తోత్ర శ్రీ శ్రీమద్భక్తి సిద్ధాంత శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస స్తోత్ర శ్రీ శ్రీమద్భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సమర్థకి అనంత కోటి వసనకి నామచిరాశ్రాకి శ్రీమద్భాగవతంకి శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరితాయికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాజవల్ల భగవానికి శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ బలసూత్రమయకి ఆల్ గుడ్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 8 అండ్ ద టుడేస్ వర్స్ 6 and 7 విల్ కవర్ వర్స్ 6 and 7. సో దిస్ 6 and 7 ఆర్ ద వన్ విచ్ యాక్చువల్లీ గివ్స్ అస్ ఆన్సర్ ఆన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ our strength to go up, to come down, our strength to do kirtan, our strength to think, our strength to read the books, our strength to understand, and of course our strength to walk around and lift something. What is the source of this strength? So Hiranyakashipu is asking his son, what is the source of your strength? You are so fearless, so powerful. So he want to know. So that is what we will discuss today. So let us invoke auspiciousness. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So again, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, the title of the chapter is The Lord Slays the King of the Demons. And today's verse is 6, and I like to cover verse 7 also. So because that gives us answer to the question that Hiranyakashipu is raising today. So first let us read word by word, then we will read the full verse. క్రోధస్య Yasya Kampante Trayaloka Sahayiswaraha Tasya Me Abhitavat Muddha Shasanam Kim Balaha Atyagaha Krodasya yasya kampante Krodasya yasya kampante Trayaloka saheswaraha Trayalokaha saheswaraha Tasya me abhitavan muddha Tasya me abhitavan muddha Shasanam kimbalo tyagaha Shasanam kimbalo tyagaha Krodasya yasyo kampante Trayaloka saheswaraha Tasya me abhitavan muddha Shasanam kimbalo atyagaha Krodasya yasya kampante Trayaloka saheswaraha Tasya me abhitavan muddha Shasanam kimbalo atyagaha Trayaloka saheswaraha Shasanam kimbalo atyagaha Trayaloka saheswaraha So word to word translation. Krodasya, when anger. Yasya, he who. Kampante, tremble. Trayaloka, the three words. Saha Iswaraha, with their leaders. Tasya, of that. Me, of me. Hirane Kashyapu. Ahitavat, without fear. Muddha, rascal. Shasanam, ruling order. Kim, what? Bala, strength. Atyagaha, have overstepped. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. My son Prahlad, you rascal, you know that when I am angry, all the planets of the three worlds tremble, along with their chief rulers. But whose power has a rascal like you become so impudent that you appear fearless and overstep my power to rule you? Purport. The relationship between a pure devotee and the supreme personality of Godhead is extremely relishable. A devotee never claims to be very powerful himself. Instead, he fully surrenders to the lotus feet of Krishna, being confident that in all the dangerous conditions, Krishna will protect his devotee. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 31, Kaunteya Patijanahi Name Bhakta Pranashayanti, O son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotees never perishes. The Lord requested Arjuna to declare this instead of declaring himself, because sometime Krishna changes his view and therefore people might not believe him. Thus Krishna asked Arjuna to declare that a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Hiranyakashipu were perplexed about how this five-year-old boy could be so fearless that he did not care for the order of his very great and powerful father. A devotee cannot execute the order of anyone except the supreme person of Godhead. This is the position of a devotee. Hiranyakashipu could understand that this boy must have been very powerful, since the boy did not heed to his orders. Hiranyakashipu asked his son, Kim Balaha, how have you overcome my order? By what strength you have done this? So this is a question Hiranyakashipu is asking to his son Prahlad, and the answer is given in next. So we'll read that also. Sri Prahlada Vacha, Na kevalam me bhavata charajan savai balam balinam cha paresham pare avare me ami Tira jangamastye brahmandayo yena vasam panatiha. So translation, Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear king, the source of my strength of which you are asking is also the source of yours. Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength of everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength, whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior. Everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the supreme personality of Godhead. The purport, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 49, Yad yada vibhuta vibhuti mat satvam srimat urjitam eva va taddat eva gachatvam Mama Tejo Amsa Sambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. This is confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. If one sees extraordinary strength or power anywhere, it is derived from the supreme personality of Godhead. To give an example, there are different grades of fire, but all of them derive heat and light from the sun. Similarly, all living entities, big or small, are dependent on the mercy of supreme personality of Godhead. One's only duty is to surrender, for one is a servant and cannot independently attain the position of master. One can attain the position of master only by the mercy of the master, not independently. Unless one understands this philosophy, he is still a muddha. In other words, he is not very intelligent. The muddhas, the asses who do not have this intelligence, cannot surrender to the supreme personality of Godhead. Understanding the subordinate position of the living entities takes millions of births, but when one is actually wise, he surrenders unto the supreme personality of Godhead. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 19, Bhavanam janmamam ante jnanavanmam prapadayate Vasudeva Sarvam Iti Sa Mahatma Sudullabam. After many births and deaths, he who is actually knowledge surrenders unto me. knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Prahlad Maharaj was a great soul, a Mahatma, and therefore he completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Lord. He was confident that Krishna would give him protection under all circumstances. Om Ajnanatimindasya Jnananjala Salakaya Chakshurvilmitam Yena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishnapadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamitnamini Namaste Sarasadevi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachata Deshatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, the today's two verses are clearly a question answer. So, now, when we start with this verse 6, for the first word, Krodasya Yasya Kampante. Krodha. Krodha means anger. So Hiranyakashipu is saying, oh my son, you know that when I become angry, the three worlds tremble along with their rulers. Krodhasya yasya kampante. First is krodha. So Hiranyakashipu is getting this krodha. Why? You know, we also sometimes become angry. So why do we become angry? So the same reason. So we have certain expectation. We have attachment to certain things. And we do certain things. But the result is not as expected. If there is a gap between these two, that is the cause of krodha. Right? And you see, observe ourselves. So whenever we become angry on something, on somebody, on some matter, it is because we have certain expectation, but the outcome is not to the up to the expectation. So this gap will manifest as anger. And in case of Hiranyakashipu, obviously he expected his son to be next ruler. So therefore, expected his son to learn diplomacy, politics, how to deal with different situation. So how to identify someone as a friend, someone as an enemy. So all this expectation that his son will become the best material ruler. And then he will know how to control all three worlds just like him. So but this son, end up getting, knowledge of divine consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Not only that, he made all his classmates also Krishna consciousness, divine consciousness. Imagine. So if if he makes all his classmates also divine, then so they are not going to rule all these heavenly planets, earthly planets, lower planets, correct? So they will all become devotees. So they will treat everybody as a friend. So they may not be so much interested in continuing the dynasty in a big way and continuing the ruling just like Hiranyakashipu did. So that was his expectation, but with that expectation he sent to school, and we heard in our previous chapter so much about how Prahlad Maharaj, even though this was not taught by his teachers in the school, but he had learned in the womb. That was discussed already in previous chapter, what Prahlad Maharaj had learned in the womb. Then he has explained the teaching, his understanding, his vijnana. He got the jnana from Narada Muni. Then he realized that knowledge and he explained in a very simple way with the nice analogy that five your classmates can understand. And they all became Krishna consciousness, divine. So his teachers now worried what to do. So out of fear they brought Prahlad to the father, presented him. So here is your son. He not only became Krishna consciousness, but he also made all his classmates Krishna consciousness. So this has actually infuriated Hiranyakashipu. That's what he's saying today. In yesterday's verse, the previous verse, he mentioned about, he was so angry. He says, the way you are behaving, so I'm going to send you to the abode of Yamaraj. That means he has already declared that I'm going to kill you. Furthermore, now in the before, you know, he execute that desire to kill his son. Now he's asking, you know that when I become angry, all the citizens of three world, along with their rulers, tremble. So that means he was clearly ruling all three, you know, worlds, upper planetary system, lower planetary system, even the middle planetary system, all of them he is ruling. So he is a supreme ruler he became. Also, not only the citizens are fearful, but also rulers of each of those planets are also fearful. If you see, in Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see, there is a spiritual world and there is a material world. In material world, you have got many, many universes. Now we pick up one universe, inside so many planets. Heavenly planets, even go upper, Brahma Loka, then come down, Earth, Bhur Loka, like the Patala Loka. There are so many lokas, innumerable planets. And each of these planets have got the ruler. So, for example, we say, sun planet, solar system. So, during lockdown, this structure of the universe and the solar system, then all of this was so nicely discussed with pictorial representation and so on. So, just high level. So, the planet that we can see, when we get up in the morning, when there is sunlight, and we can see a sun planet. Of course, sun planet is thousands of bigger than this earth. But for us, it looks like a small, tiny disk. Because it's so far away. Correct? So I can see you and you can see me. Suppose if you go two kilometers away, can I see you? I can't see any of you. Our eyes can only see such short distance. And even short distance also we can't see. That is why we invented this aspect. Correct? If I want to see Gauritaya, Radha Vallabha, Jagannatha Vallabha Sudharmi with my naked eye now, so the perfect visibility is not there. So that is why we have to put spec, correct? Put and see. So similarly, this sun planet is also far away. Anyway, there is also a ruler for sun planet. So that is what we call sun god. So sun planet has a ruler. So this sun god, was he fearful of Hiranyakashipu? Yes, he was. Then we can also see moon in the night. Moon also, there is a ruler. Correct? Moon god Chandra. So he is a ruler. And he was also fearful. Then you see heavenly planets. We don't see, actually we heard about heavenly planets. Correct? So with our naked eye we are not able to see. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, and everyone says, oh, there are heavenly planets. Very opulent, best facility, no health problem, and you'll be young until you finish your life. In such planet also there is a ruler. The ruler is Indra. Indra is very much fearful of this Hiranyakashipu. So just by his eyebrow, he can control the behavior, activities of all these devatas, demigods, what we call. So that is Indra. Then of course, we also, this moon planet is also nowadays becoming a, planet of exploration. People of Earth, so they like to explore moon planet. And they are like to explore other planets also. Mars planet, Neptune planet, but anyway, moon planet. So right now in the news is moon planet. So even in India also there's a big mission called Chandrayana 2, Chandrayana. The journey to Chandra, Chandra Loka, okay? So Chandra Loka journey. So build a satellite that will take several days. It was launched, I think more than 10 days ago, still going on. So it seems by 22nd or so, this is going to land on the moon to find out what is there in the moon. Are there people? Is there a water? Is there a gold? No, exploring all these kind of minerals because on the earth looks like we got exhausted all those. So let's try to find there. So that's what is happening. Anyway, so this moon also has a ruler, that is Chandra. So then Mars is another exploration. So I think US has sent also rover to Mars to find out what is there in the Mars. So Mars also has a ruler. So some scriptures, they say that, oh, this Mars is ruled by Kartikeya. Others say that, oh, this is ruled by Hanuman, along with Narasimhadev also. Yeah, so Hanuman. So that's why we say this Tuesday, Mangalavara, Mangala. So if you want to pray to Hanuman, the best day is called as Mangalavara. That is Tuesday. And today is Monday. So Monday is, so this is moon. Yeah, so in this Ravivara, Somavara, you know, we call these days, 7 days. Ravivara is, day ruled by Ravi, that is sun, Sunday. Ravivara, then Somavara, today is Monday. Then Ravivara, Somavara, then of course Mangalavara, that is Tuesday. Buduvara is Wednesday. Guruvara, Guru. The Guruvara, then Sukravara, then Shanivara. So this name that we have got actually indicates the names of demigods that rule those planets. Yeah, so then coming to Buduvara, which is Wednesday, Lord Buddha is the ruler. Then Guruvara, Guruvara, that is spiritual master. So Brahaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, for example, Brahaspati. So he is the ruler. Then Sukravara, Sukra, that is Sukracharya. Sukracharya is the ruler of that Sukravara. Then Shanivara, Shanivara is Saturday. Shani, no, we say Shanidev. So he is the ruler. Then of course, these other planets such as Rahu, Ketu, so these are also called as planets, but they are sort of shadow planets. So you can see the rulers are there everywhere. Of course, when you go to Brahmaloka also, there are rulers. Brahma is the supreme ruler for Brahmaloka. Then there are others like Vayu, Varuna. There are many, many demigods. So there are ruling different planets, different systems, so that this universe is working properly under the arrangement of Lord. All of them are fearful of this Hiranyakashipu. Actually, except Shiva and Brahma, everyone has to pay respect to this Hiranyakashipu. In one of this earlier chapters, we read that even Narada Muni has to go and pacify and please and pray this Hiranyakashipu. Otherwise, he might trouble him also. So everyone under control. But now here is his son, who is not under his control. He is saying that Trayaloke Sarva Iswaram. So all those three worlds and their rulers are fearful of me and tremble when they just simply buy a brew. But now coming to his son, so situation is different. He says, Ahitvat. So you are without fear, not fearless at all. And you are not even following my order. So that is Shasanam. So, as a ruler of Hiranyakashipu of all three worlds, so he is the one who is making Shasana. That is rules and regulation of how everybody should behave. And what should they learn? You know, what should be the philosophy of their life? So he is deciding. Just like government, and government will make a rules and regulation. Similarly, so this Hiranyakashipu is the Shasana, that rule maker. So therefore, he's saying that you have become fearless and you are not even following my rules and regulation. So, how is it possible? And, you can be fearless when you have some confidence about something. Correct? So, we are fearless. Right now, we're sitting here. We're confident that this will not fall on our head. Correct? But the moment earthquake or some tremble comes, what do? Our confidence on this is lost, we run away. Correct? Yeah, confident. So our confidence. So what is the source of your this confidence? And what is the source of this strength that you have become fearful of me? And you are not even following my orders. And you are not only that, you are overstepping it. That's what the last one. Atyagaha. The last word, Atyakari. You are stepping. That means you are ignoring what I am saying. I have already added that you go and study this education, economic development, you know, diplomacy, how to rule this kingdom, and then take our dynasty nicely to the next level. Every father, generally they expect the dynasty popularity to grow day by day. Right? People also, sometimes they belong to some family, so they want to take the dynasty, the family name, higher and higher. And the father expects son to take this name higher and higher. And if son is end up becoming a sannyasi, fathers are not happy, mother is not happy. Correct? So if you see the history of our Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON, during the first 30, 40, 50 years, regularly there will be court cases. Why? Some of these hippies who are addicted to all kinds of things, now they have become very pure. They are no more interested in any asset of their parents. The parent thought, we are rich. Rich in America, rich in Europe. And they were okay when they were hippies. The moment they became happies, that is, they become devotees, then they were not happy. Oh, these fellows are renounced. They renounced. Then all the hard work, that empire that I built, who is going to take care of this? Or they want to hand over, you know, transfer the rights and power to the son or daughter. But they have become these renounced persons. So they are not happy. As a result, they took them to court. So this, you know, happens. And it happened. So there's full of history if you read through. But of course, by Prabhupada, you know, determination and the guidance, the devotees came victorious. Prabhupada said, okay, these judges are saying that our books are, you know, brainwashing them. No problem. Why don't we ask High Court judge, take a leave, you know, holiday for 1 week and read Bhagavad Gita. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. And some of them have did. You know, if you want to pass a ruling, first you must understand what are you ruling for. So they read, then they came back, oh, this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, after reading, they became so people, they happy. They said that this is the best. This is the proper religious principle. So then they, you know, passed the order in favor of devotees. You can see, Prabhupada also very determined. Somehow the other, all the troubles that are facing, they turned into opportunity to make them Krishna consciousness. Yeah, so this is the Hiranyakashipu is asking his father, how have you become so powerful, so strong, so fearless? The next verse, verse number 7, that is Prahlada Vacha. So there is the immediate answer by Prahlad. I think whenever Prahlad opens his mouth, his father, you know, his anger, not only whatever is going, he become mad. So now he's saying that Prahlada Vacha, this is the third time. Earlier we heard that first time when he opened his mouth, he said, you know, all those in the living entities simply, you know, are leading a life of in Andhakupa, in dark well. So therefore, better go to Vrindavan, then, you know, explore what is the goal of life. First time, he said. Second time, hey, what did you learn? Such a nice thing in the school. Next said, this devotional service. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusranam, Padasevanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atvani Madhanam, Vandanam. So this Navavida Bhakti explained. Then he got angry also. This is now. He went to school again. So then comes back. He says, now that you become so fearless, what is the source of your strength? He says, okay, the answer very nicely is given. Prahlada Vacha. Na Kevalam me Bhavatascha Rajan. Na Kevalam. Not only my energy, me bhavatas, that is also yours. Not just my energy, but also your source is, this is balan balinam cha aperesham. So he is saying that this is the same. The not only source of my energy, but also yours, the same source. So that is his first answer. So that is what he says. So my source and your source are same. Not only that, so he is the source of all kind of strength. So we have all kinds of strength. So what our strength, as I mentioned, so we have strength to speak. We have strength to hear, very important. We have strength over sight to see what is happening around us. Correct? We have strength to smell. If you don't have the smelling smell, we are not able to discriminate whether it is a poison or something good for us. Correct? If there is a gas leak, and if you are not able to smell for whatever reason, and you smell that gas, what happens? It will take over the body system and corrupt and finish. And we have seen. And this will not discriminate whether you are a devotee or a not devotee. That's why Krishna has given you the strength. So where to go, where not to go, and when to escape from any of those dangerous gas, for example. Then what else? Strength to smell, yeah? Hear, and also taste, tongue. So this way we are able to discriminate whether to eat this or not to eat. Right? All this strength. Of course, there is also intelligence. These are sensors. They are simply capturing all these things and then sending it to brain. That is the one which is processing. Correct? So usually sometime your smell is there, but the signal is not going up to the brain. So wiring. So now people are doing research on how to wire brain so that you can smell nicely. This is a new research. If Goparandas Prabhu has not joined ashram and if he has continued his research in electrical engineering, electronics, he probably would have done this research. Yes, Prabhu. He did on, Wi-Fi and wireless and all those things. Then how to convey this signal from the nose to their brain. And so this is the new research, latest research. Anyway, so you can see the source of all this strength. Not just the physical strength, but also all the sensory strength is also coming from Supreme Lord. Then he's also saying, whether moving or not moving, stavara jangama, whether something is moving, just like us, we are moving. The moment we get up, so take a bath, then run to the temple. Or from here, after Srimad Bhagavatam class, yeah. So you go to, say, the school, middle primary school, moving. Then when you come here, we see non-moving things, such as trees. Correct? So the trees are not moving. The tree in front of the temple, the last 50 years, it is still there only. Whereas so many devotees have come and gone. And the trees here, they are also not moving. And the rocks, they are not moving by themselves. So these are non-moving. And and of course, someone can be an inferior or a superior, or a small or a big, or even the highest living entity, such as even the Lord Brahma, who is the ruler of the entire universe. So he himself, even all of these are controlled by the will of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the answer he has given. This is very, very powerful. So then how do we know that this is what Prahlad is saying? So are there any other evidences that Supreme Personality of Godhead is the source of strength of all of this? Next you can ask, for example, Brahma. Brahma is the master of this universe. The first created living beings. The first engineer, the first person. So we can ask him. So he says, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. So he thinks that Anadi Radir Govinda. So he is the origin of everything. And he is the Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all the causes. If I am able to smell, if I am able to hear, if I am able to see, if I am able to appear with the life, able to move. So he is the cause of all the cause. So our body can move as long as our soul exists in the body and super soul also exists. And who is the source of super soul? Who is the source of soul? That Supreme Person of Godhead. Ishvara Parakrishna. So that is what Brahma is saying. Of course, you can also ask Lord Krishna himself. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Mata Sarvam Parvatate. So Krishna is saying that I am the source of all the worlds. What are the worlds? Spiritual world and the material world. So who is the source of both? Krishna. And he created these through his energies. See, Krishna don't have to come and create a stone. So he don't have to come and create a gold. But it's all created by his energy. So this is where, you know, we say, so Krishna's energies are multifold, many types of energies Krishna has. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll see broadly, you know, these energies are grouped into three types: Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, and Tatastha Shakti. This broadly, so many other, you can high say, so the energy, this energy type is Antaranga Shakti. That is Antaranga, internal energy. Internal energy. Bahiranga, the outside energy. Then the Tatastha Shakti, in between. So these are three broad categories of energy. But of course, if you go more detail, you will see so many types of energy. The sunlight is the energy. We say Sura Narayana. So Narayana, Krishna himself, Narayana is the source of the sun energy. He is a powerful energy. Imagine, if there is no sunlight for 6 months, what will happen to us? Everybody will go become mad. Correct? So there won't be rain. So when there is so much of freezing cold, how much we can, put a heater? Heater will run out of power. The source of this power, electricity, is coming from where? Sometime thermal energy, sometime nuclear energy. All kinds of energy is the source. All of them will stop. So therefore, all our invention of heating, cool system will not work. So therefore, we need Surya Narayana. Surya Narayana. So this is the source of energy. So we can say, oh, we are deriving this light energy from Surya. Otherwise, our sight have no meaning unless there is this light. Suppose we switch up all these lights. Can we see each other? We won't be able to see. Even though we have got this eye. So we still need assistance of the Lord energy to see. Correct? So the power to see, that sight power, is given by Supreme Lord. And also to see you, intermediary energy also necessary. Correct? So this sound is the energy. Shabda Brahma. We say, sound is also called Brahman. Because this sound energy, through sound energy we can transmit our thoughts from my mind to your mind. And we are able to use mobile phone being far away. So this sound energy in a special form of waves reaching us to us. And if you have a special receptor, you are able to directly communicate with the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha Loka. Some of the divine personalities, just by sitting there, they can see what is happening in other places. There are many examples. Nowadays we can put a camera in somewhere far away. Then through internet we can see what is happening. That's what we are doing here. So this camera is capturing us and the network. So then put into some server, in YouTube server. And from there everybody is pulling. This is through material energy. But through divine consciousness, divine energy, you can do that also. For example, so there we see, after, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Gaurakishore Das Maharaj. So he was in Mayapur. From Mayapur, he can see what is happening in Vrindavan. Mayapur is in Bengal. Vrindavan is in this UP, Uttar Pradesh. So once this goat went and eating tulsi leaves. So from that Mayapur, he was chanting, but he sees this goat is entering into the temple and eating that tulsi tree. So he says, hut. Usually hut means go away. Right? If somebody is coming and we say hut, so those they understand. The animals understand. When you say hut, animal understand it. So it will go away. So you know, you can see that devotees found, oh, hut, how is this possible? Then now they're connected. It is, so Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, then of course next. So he is able to see visualize and can see. That divine power, divine energy, they can see. That's why we say some. So how is it Vyasa Muni? He is able to write the characteristics of this Kali Yuga. How the people of Kali Yuga will be. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, this was written more than 5,500 years ago. And he can see the qualities and characteristic nature of people of this Kali Yuga. So with his divine power, he is of course reiterated consciousness of Supreme Lord. So he can see the past, he can see the future, of course present he can see. Present he can see as a super soul is in everybody's heart and he knows what is happening to you. See, I may know myself, even that also I don't know. So that is why we have got self-realization courses. Self-understanding, self-realization, understand who you are, that way you can be happy. So that is why now the courses on self-realization are becoming popular everywhere. So when people talk about leadership, you want to become leader in some university, some company, they are giving leadership courses. And the leadership courses, they are self-realization. Realize what is your strength, what kind of person you are, what kind of people others are. That way you can rule better. Because the rulers keep changing every 2 years, 1 year, 3 years, correct? You go to any place, the master of that company, master of that institute, they keep changing, you know, every few years. Even the country's rulers of Australia, every 3 years, they are likely of change of guard. Correct? Every 3 years, in the state also change. So they change. But if they have to rule, to be able to rule satisfactorily, you need to know your qualities. You also need to know your subordinates' quality. Accordingly, adjust your style of ruling so that the company and institute can go on nicely. Otherwise, there will be fighting. That is called infighting. That fighting leads to bankruptcy of the company or bankruptcy of the country. So this is a problem. So therefore, self-realization is important. So understanding who they are. So now coming to these energies. Antaranga Shakti. Using internal energy, the Lord is able to create spiritual world. Using Bahiranga Shakti, He is able to create material world. And using Tatastha Shakti, we are Tatastha Shakti. And He is able to create all the living entities that we all are, including the kids, everybody, Prabhu, the trees, birds, bees, animals, all of these living entities. That is Tatastha Shakti, these three kinds of energy. So they are Krishna's energy, so He is able to create them. So this is important. Of course, once entities are created, not only that, when we say even the higher things, you know, He says, Krishna, I am the source of spiritual world, and everything comes from Me. That means, not only us, but also in between. So we have Vishnu's, you know, other, Narasimha Dev is there, and so many spiritual planets are there, ruled by different, Lord Vishnu's incarnation Himself, or Krishna's incarnation. So He is the source of all of them. He is Avatari, the Supreme Person of Godhead. That is Krishna, He is the Avatari. And there are many avatars. We are like a tiny, tiny avatar. Tatastha Shakti. So these all are the sources. So therefore, so Krishna is the source of energy. Just like the light and heat. So what is the source of this light and heat? Actually, sun. The light and heat are not exactly same as sun, but they are simultaneously one and different. This is what we say, achinta bheda bheda tattva. How to understand this? We are simultaneously one with Supreme Lord in terms of Satchidananda, but we are also different because our quantity is very tiny. We are part of Krishna, but we are not Krishna. So just like the light and the heat is part of sun, but they are not sun. But the moment sun is there, they are also there. So similarly here you see the Lord's energy are actually, you know, their representation. So even the holy name we say, Kali Yuga Nama Rupe Krishna Vatara. For Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna has appeared in his holy name. So therefore when you chant, so you are actually in connection with Krishna. When you are chanting on the tongue, so you are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For Kali Yuga, we need easiest process. We don't have 100,000 years of life to go and stand on one leg in Dandenong forest and do tapas. Correct? Even if you are able to do also, this cold will come, winter is very freezing, summer is also too hot. We can't really do that in Kali Yuga. Nor we are able to do opulent worship. Right? Nor we are able to do big charity. So we are not able to do that. So we want a very simple process. That is why Lord knows that simple. So Kali Yuga Nama Rupe Krishna Vatara. You simply chant this His holy name of Supreme Lord. Then through that we connect with Him. Through this connection we can derive all that He has got. Sat Chit Ananda. If you are lacking Ananda, chant. So Prabhupada will say, any problem you take to Prabhupada, he says, chant holy name. What is the difficulty? That is a famous, there is one book also titled, what is the difficulty? Just chant, problem is solved. Oh, I am doubtful about what to do with this. Just chant, Krishna will give you intelligence to remove that doubt. Should I get married or not married? Sometime, you know, devotees may ask. Oh, sometime even the devotees ask me also. Some devotees, no? Brahmacharis come and ask me, Prabhu, I am thinking whether to get married and not married. If you are thinking, means already there means it's better to get married. Right? So, but anyway, if you chant, if you have the difficulty of any of doubt, chant holy name. When you connect with the supreme intelligence, so Krishna is the supreme intelligence, correct? In Padma Purana, we say, so, you know, Supreme Lord, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya. If you are looking for richness, you want to become a wealthy person in Australia, connect with one who has Samagrasya Aishwarya, one who has unlimited Aishwarya. And then you want to get a Jnana. So, Jnana also Krishna. Aishwarya Samagrasya. Yasyasya, you know, Virasya, Yasyasya, Sriya. Virya, that strength. No, you want to lift 100 kg. Or you want to lift a mountain. People say, oh, this person is able to move the mountain. How is he able to move the mountain? Such a person is connected with the supreme power. And in Kali Yuga, we can connect through simply chanting holy name. So any troubles, the trouble that you don't have much enough wealth. Krishna says, if you are looking for a wealth, come and do vandana to me. If you deserve, I'll give to you. Correct? If you are the person who is going to use rightly for best interest of everyone, so he is going to give. Then if you are looking for a fame, so connect with Krishna. So he is the source of everything. So Krishna also says, those who understand that Krishna, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. So here, so Prahlad Maharaj is saying that the source of strength for me and also for you is the same. And that same is Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the living entities here, He is the source of all the strength. So therefore, such persons, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, those who understand that Krishna is the source of all the energies, He is the source of spiritual world, He is the source of material world, what do? They take Iti Matva Bhajante Mam. So they do bhajan of Krishna, Baddha Bhava Samavitvaha. So they are able to engage in devotional service and worship with full heart. So this understanding is also important. Who is the source of your strength? If you understand that, then say, oh, let me connect with that strength. you connect with devotional service. So devotional service, as Prahlad Maharaj already said, you like to know about that person, so Sravanam. And once you know, you also want to speak about that person, that is Kirtanam. So he's become source of all that strength. So this is important, this understanding. So you have written that question? Okay. So this is ability to ask a question also come from Krishna. Right? We have to contemplate. Oh, looks like I don't know this. Let me ask this. So ability to hear, ability to understand, then what we know, what we don't know. So only when we know what we don't know, then only we can ask others. Right? Asking a question means, okay, this part is clear to me. Some part a little bit doubtful. So there's a gap. Let me ask. So this is also important. So having knowledge that Krishna is the source of both spiritual and material world, and that he is creating through his energies, Antaranga Shakti and Bahiranga Shakti, and his other third energy, that is Tata Shakti, is we, and we are deriving all that source. He is the source of all of this. When you have that understanding, you engage in devotional service. And when you are engaged in devotional service, you will be happy and peaceful. This peace formula. You know, Sarva Loka Maheswara. Bhoktaram Ignatapasam Sarva Loka Maheswaram. Those who knows that Supreme Lord Krishna is the enjoyer, supreme enjoyer, and he is the supreme owner of all the lokas within this universe and also outside this universe, outside this world, from material world, spiritual world. So such persons, automatically they engage in devotional service, Krishna says. Then when they engage in devotional service, what happens? They become peaceful. The peace formula. And you pick up any fight that is going on in the world. Any fight. The fight at the level of country, the fight level within a country. Within a country, who all are fighting? Sometimes political parties are fighting. Then come to the fight within a home. Fight is happening. Then also fight is happening within our mind also. Right? So the war is happening inside our mind. Because inside our war, enemies are there. Who are the enemies? This Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Mascharya. These are called Aristavargas. These six energies have become residents of our mind. And they are troubling us. Correct? So only way we can evict these energies, Aristavargas from our mind, is by putting Krishna. The moment Krishna goes inside, they will run away. Correct? The thief, they are like a thieves. They have taken shelter of your own home. The thieves are in your home only. And when can you make them run away? When the police come. Who is the supreme police? He is Krishna. Correct? Krishna is supreme in everything. If you want to see a supreme wielder of bow and arrow, who is the supreme wielder of bow and arrow? Lord Rama. Correct? So he is a supreme wielder. So similarly, the supreme police, supreme protector is Krishna. So when you bring Krishna inside your mind, these enemies that are there troubling us, they will run away. So that is the only way. Otherwise, we have this anxiety about things that we don't need. People are anxious. What will happen to me in 100 years' time? We are not even going to live 100 years. And we are simply worried about what is going to happen to me when I become 100 year old. We will be very lucky if we can live successfully, if I can live up to 100 years. Why worry about that point? Let's live up to 100 years. Yeah, but this, we can be, come out of that ignorance only when we understand very clearly who is the source, who is the source of strength. And in case of Hiranyakashipu, he became ruler of all three lokas, but still he is unhappy. A ruler of three lokas is unhappy. What about us? A tiny, we are ruler of nothing. Very little control. Correct? We don't have even control over our own body. We do not know when our senses will cooperate with us or not cooperate with us. It's a challenge. Yeah. So it is very important to understand that. When you understand that, you will be peaceful. That is called peace formula. Then you will also be happy. Why you will be peaceful and happy? Because our consciousness He is now filled with divine thoughts, appreciation for divine, appreciation for divine energy, appreciation for all that we have got. So with that, our intelligence that Krishna has given becomes spiritual. This point we discussed. Our intelligence becomes spiritual. When our intelligence becomes spiritual, our mind is under intelligence control, spiritual intelligence, then it will be steady. And when the mind is steady, will be peaceful. So whenever we are not peaceful because our mind is not steady, confused with so many things, what to do, what not to do, no clarity. So if mind is clearly guided, and whatever confusion that we have got today, if you just go fast forward another 1-2 days, this becomes insignificant problem. Because time, by time it looks like insignificant. Correct? So that we don't understand now. That's why we are morose and anxious about things, unnecessary. So when the mind is guided by spiritual intelligence, the mind will be steady. The moment mind is steady, we will be peaceful. And when we are peaceful, we will be happy. So therefore, the source of our peace and happiness is also divine, Krishna. Correct? So this is very, very important. So with that, let me conclude by saying that as Prahlad Maharaj already said, that the source of everyone, the bala, the strength can be seen in many ways. The physical strength, mental strength, emotional strength, the sensual strength, the source of all these sense, the source of our intelligence, all of this is coming from Krishna. So when we connect with that Krishna, when we connect with that Supreme, we will be peaceful and happy. And that is the goal of our life. Goal of life of everyone is to be happy. And how to become happy? By connecting with the Divine. And of course, we all heard again and again that the easiest way of connecting in today's time, you know, in Kali Yuga, this time, is by chanting holy name. And not only Bhagavad Gita says, all the Vedas says, but also other scriptures such as Bible and even the Quran, they say holy name, chant holy name. With that, let us chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this way we can achieve all the strength. Finally, goal of getting all the strength is to be peaceful and happy. Okay? So with that, let me stop here. Thank you, Hare Krishna. So any question, comment?
Hare Krishna, thank you for a nice class. You mentioned that when we have these divinely thoughts, when we're connected with Krishna, we'll attain happiness and peace. But then oftentimes we'll see that in a devotee's life, when they become more serious in Krishna consciousness, when they take up more service in Krishna consciousness, they have a lot of anxiety when they're doing service, you know, making sure that the service is done properly, or having the anxiety of, like, you know, cooperating with other devotees, or there might be some pressure of deadlines. So how do we understand this kind of mindset or consciousness of a devotee, whether in anxiety, is that still regarded as being peaceful, or how do we understand that?
So one, we are saying connect with Krishna. So this way we become peaceful and happy. So connection means not only chanting, as you said, even the service also. Yes. So when we love somebody, when we connect with somebody, we are following their instructions. So by following, we see ourselves, we are happy. Okay, now I also want to share this happiness with others. Someone, oh, very miserable condition. So I want to share with them. So how do we share? By serving. So for example, so other living entities, people also coming to this temple. And serving Krishna means, suppose you keep this temple very neat and spec, Others, when they come, they are also very pleased. Ah, this is very nice place, very pleasant, very clean. Correct? So, then serving also means, for example, you are serving Supreme Lord or His devotees. So, let's say you are serving Supreme Lord, Krishna. How are you serving? So let us say you wake up early in the morning and after Arati, Mangal Arati, then you change the dress and put a beautiful dress for the day. Then, some are served by making a nice garland and put it on their neck. So decorate them very nicely. When we come, okay, so we feel pleased by seeing beautiful appearance of Krishna. The beauty. So we all feel very happy when we see beautiful thing. And so you, by serving Krishna, by making him look beautiful, so you are making others also happy. Other service can be, okay, we all are attending the class, Sravanam, Kirtanam. Right? We all are doing that. So now it's 8:50. So 9 o'clock, we can get, release the prasada. How is it possible? Someone is serving. They're serving and making, bhoga, then offering to Krishna, then okay, somebody already did it, then they keep there and we're going happening. Of course, in service, we might sometimes become morose, oh, there's too much of service for me. Maybe within our limit we serve. Correct? We all have a limit. The Krishna has given the strength, and he has not given the strength equally to everybody. So we can't demand Krishna. Krishna, that fellow is the richest in Australia, why not I also become richest? Right, Krishna has created a system. This nature, awards your body and the place of birth. Who are your parent? This all organized based on your previous karma. So if I do very little work, I can't demand that. Hey, give me more salary. So my salary is proportional to the work that I am doing, the value that I am presenting to that employer. If I give a high value work, and that employer earns a lot of money. So from that he will give more money. If I do very little work, he will also get little money, he will also give me little. This is easy to understand, correct? But we can't demand. So if we demand too much, then that we do, that we desire. What we desire is based on our own action only. Yeah. So sometime action of today, action of previous day, or action of previous life. Yeah, so we are going through all these lives. So, sometime people are working very hard. So there are people who work very little, but they are earning at least $1,000 per hour. So you can see, for example, let's say the Bank of Australia, this Commonwealth Bank of Australia, National Bank of Australia, the CEO of their company, they will give him at least $200 million per year salary. On the other hand, that guy who is working day and night security, he's standing with a machine gun at the door of RBI, Reserve Bank of Australia. How much he will be getting? 40,000, 50,000. Very difficult to live in Sydney. RBI, Reserve Bank of Australia, is in Sydney, by the way. Okay, it's not in Melbourne, so don't try to go there. Okay, it's in Sydney. So that security guard is getting very little. But he is spending more time than the governor of RBI. The governor will go and give speeches, conduct meeting. He will say, oh, economy inflation is too high, increase the interest. Oh, now nobody is spending money during COVID. Let us decrease the interest, lowest interest. You can take money freely. You give back after 2 years without any interest. That's what they did. 0.1 interest rate. You go to Japan, zero interest rate. So you take this money. Just give me back money after 3 years without interest. Not only that, you go and put $1,000 into a bank and you ask bank, please give me my money back after 1 month. They will give only 99. Because interest rate is negative. You have put a deposit with me and I am giving back. You be happy that I am actually giving back $99. Security is important, huh? Correct? Suppose you are worried about some robbers, you put your money with some important person. Correct? You will be very happy that at least that partially your money is saved. Yeah. So all these, high rollers, but they get high salary. But whereas others get very little. Yeah. So now that means this intelligence is Krishna's gift. So Krishna has blessed that person with higher intelligence. As a result, he is able to do higher kind of services. Then he commands higher salary, he commands higher respect also. And he's also very famous, correct? Every frequently in newspaper you'll see this RBI governor said this, said that. But nobody is talking about who is this security person is saying. Yeah. Now security person should not get frustrated. Look, for his ability, so for his one, the Lord has blessed that much. So we should be happy. Similarly, as devotees, you know, we also can come across challenges, frustration in our service. So therefore, we do within our means. If you are a book distributor, you are distributing book. And you don't have to say, unless I become number one distributor in Radhavala temple, I am not happy. That should not be attitude. Say, no, Krishna has given me ability to distribute one book today, I am happy. Krishna has given me ability not to distribute book this today, but to also try it, he is happy. Yeah. So Krishna is not seeing how many books you are distributing. He is seeing your desire. Desire only. You desire and he is happy. Yeah, so you know when they were constructing the bridge from Rameswaram towards Lanka, when Lord Rama and army wanted to pass, at that time everybody attempted. Hanuman and other vanaras, very powerful. They used to carry big stone and put it there. Then the squirrel, you know, squirrel, small, the squirrel animal. So this squirrel is simply rotating itself and pushing some sand inside. Hanuman said, hey, get out. What sand will make any difference to this bridge that we are constructing from Rameswaram to Lanka? He said, get out. Then Rama saw this. He said, hey, the within its ability is doing, in my eye, that Rama is saying, in my eye, that service that squirrel is offering and service that you are offering actually same. Correct? So that is why, so for us also to be happy, so we need to be happy with whatever we do. And that is equivalent of all the best. So that's how Krishna sees. And this way we can be happy. This is also important to understand. Otherwise we will be simply wasting our time in comparing myself with the other person who is coming number one like Dujya. Right? I can only distribute one Srimad Bhagavatam set per year. That's all is my duty. That's my ability. That's all Krishna has given me. Maybe I am doing other things. Similarly, others also. So I don't need to compete with Vijaya or any other number one distributors in their book, or number one distributor in Prasada, number one Kirtanas, or number one worshippers, or number one Srimad Bhagavatam class givers, or number one temple cleaners. Each one of them are very unique. And so by doing these services, all we are doing is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Because our heart for millions and millions filled with so much of dirt, so we are just trying to clean this heart, and when this become pure, immediately we will be transported to spiritual world. Correct? So Krishna is not going to see all your accomplishment here. He will say, okay, your heart is now pure. That's it. How you became pure doesn't matter. You are a pure by doing small service, you have become pure by doing big service. But now you come back to here, so you are in Vaikuntha Loka, so there also you enjoy in association of Krishna, do some services and be happy. Yeah, happy here, happy there. Those who are devotees, they are Ihaloka happy, happy in this world, they are happy in Paraloka. Yeah. So this understanding is important. This way we'll be very happy. So everything is Krishna's grace. If I'm successful, is Krishna's success. If I failed, is Krishna's failure. So you don't attach. So this way we are always happy in all circumstances. That is the goal of life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.